Welcome to the eMind Podcast with Dr. Carrie Oberbrunner, where we're committed to helping you think like an entrepreneur and gain an exponential advantage. This podcast is sponsored by Igniting Souls and Cedarville University. And now, get ready for the eMind.
Hey, question for you today. How do you get pregnant? Now you're probably like, what is going on here? I have my guest here, Dana Hartman. How you doing, Dana?
I'm great. How are you, Carrie?
Good. Well, listen, we met through a mutual friend, and then I've been just so amazed by your journey, and you have this fantastic story. Why don't we jump right in? Because there's probably some women watching this that are saying, I either struggle with fertility issues, or, you know, maybe they have a daughter or a niece or a granddaughter, you know, in this situation. And I'll preface it all by saying the whole point of this podcast is the e-mind, the entrepreneur, and you've had to think like an entrepreneur.
Yeah.
So jump in, tell your story of your own journey, and then how you took the entrepreneur journey to help other women.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you so much. And you've been such a huge asset to me and such an amazing coach. So I just really appreciate you. And
awesome.
I'll kind of just do a general overview of my story. So it really all started when I was a kid. I was probably around like 7 years old, and I was passing out from this terrible stomach pain. And my parents took me to do all these tests that were kind of traumatic, to be honest. And they came back and were like, well, good news is, you know, you're not having seizures, but bad news is we don't know what's causing it. So you just have a low pain tolerance. And I was like, okay. Ooh. So that's kind of like the story of, wow, at such a young age, like I already didn't feel heard by traditional medicine. Mm. Well, then let's fast forward to kind of struggle with that, like growing up, and then went into high school, struggled with disordered eating, struggled with really eating like 500 calories a day.
Wow.
I admitted this to my my counselor at the time, and she had me talk to my family doctor, who immediately put me on an anti-anxiety medication and had me talk to a registered dietitian. And in talking to the registered dietitian, she, which is so crazy to look back, like she got out this Calorie King book. This was before like My Fitness Pal, where you could like track everything online, and wanted me to track every calorie I was eating. And I'm like, that just seems so backwards for a teen that was going through already such struggle with food. So I really never learned how to eat after that. I just then turned to binge eating, and I struggled with that shame cycle of like restricting, binging for pretty much my entire life. Like looking back, going through college, I had a really great high school experience, but college to me, I just remember it being like a time. I mean, again, like I was like binge eating, binge drinking. I really couldn't focus. I had really low confidence and just didn't feel good in my skin or just in general. So I ended up, one of the girls I lived with had gotten diagnosed with celiac disease. And I was like, not to be like, you know, self-diagnosing here, but I'm like, this sounds really similar to what I've been dealing with my stomach. So I went to my doctor, they tested me, and they're like, okay, you have a gluten sensitivity. So I like loosely followed gluten-free eating. And then I was in college and, you know, not being super responsible and would drink and then eat whatever I want and feel terrible. So then I graduated, played around with like vegan and vegetarianism, and didn't really do it the right way. I was eating a lot of processed foods. I didn't feel good. I was tired all the time. My skin was a mess. And at this point too, I was on birth control from the beginning of my freshman year to the next 10 years. So I think that kind of opened the door for like all these other health issues that arose. So I then started seeing a new doctor after college. She tested my blood. And at this point I wasn't having any gluten. She's like, you are like off the charts celiac. And I was like, okay, so I have an answer here finally. But then it really didn't stop there. Like I still, like I said, I was still struggling with like, what do I eat? Why can't I ever have control around food? It was still very much like, looking back on pictures, I have all these like before and afters from when I was like a different coach. And it was like following these programs, I would follow a program and stop. And then just the cycle would just continue. And I didn't, like I said, I didn't feel great. Mm. And so then later I found out I was living in a house with mold. I didn't know at the time, but I was losing my hair, my skin. I was the lowest depressed I had ever been. Thankfully, I was working with a psychiatrist at the time that helped me get off my anti-anxiety medication that I was told by a doctor I'd have to be on forever. Mm. And I did it obviously in a very safe way with medical guidance.
Sure.
And obviously really grateful for that doctor. Like there were some really good doctors I had along the way. They weren't all ignoring me, which was great.
Yeah.
So I then realized, like I said, I found out it was mold. I had asthma, insomnia, like worst I've ever felt in my life. And would sleep literally like all weekend long. Like, I mean, I was just so like textbook depressed and I don't think I realized it at the time. And so I ended up finding out it was that. I got out, started feeling better, but was still so focused on like the weight thing and losing weight and trying to find like the next diet that was going to like solve that part of the puzzle.
Let's dive into that for one second.
Yeah. Because,
you know, mine was self-injury and, you know, I've studied a lot about the struggles with eating disorders, self-injury. Do you feel like, where do you think it came from? Was it truly image or was it control? What do you think it was?
Probably a little bit of both. And like, also looking back, like no one in my mom's side of the family, like no one liked how they looked, right? Like I grew up, you know, I was a 90s kid and like early 2000s. And it was so like there were tabloids all over and it was like, who can be the skinniest? And no one in my family ever liked how they looked. So I think that just became normalized, right? Like no woman likes how they look. Everyone sees a picture of themselves and is like, oh, I need to lose more weight. Or they were like chronically on a diet. And then I think there definitely was also, to your point, like a control aspect there. It was like, I was trying to control one thing in my life that felt in control and that was food. And then when that felt out of control, it was just like, well, man, I can't control anything then. And it just had like the opposite effect of what you would want, right? Like you think we're controlling and we're holding on so tightly that everything then I feel like slips through your fingers.
Totally. Gotcha. Okay. Yeah. So keep going then. You basically finally got the diagnosis of celiac, it confirmed things, then what all happened next?
Yeah. So yeah. And after the mold, so I had gotten out of the mold. I was living in Indianapolis at this time. I moved back to Ohio for work. Shortly thereafter, I met my now husband, Ben, at our apartment complex pool. So I'm like, great. But we met there and it was actually, I think shortly before I met him, I was like, you know what? Like I just started doing a little bit more research about birth control and what it was doing to me. And it had been like 10 years. And I was like, this just doesn't feel right anymore. And I took myself off of it. And then very shortly after there, I found a functional medicine doctor in Columbus who has been amazing. And he has helped me so much through every little different stage in my journey. But getting off, like I feel like this is what so many women aren't told about birth control is it does affect your body. It does affect more than just, you know, the time that you're on it. And I believe that exacerbated my health issues. I don't think that was the only cause. Because like I said, I had gone through undiagnosed celiac and mold and all those things, but I definitely think it played a part. And so coming off, I didn't have a period for 4 months, which is more common than we think. Like I've had clients now that come to me similar things, like they haven't had any cycle and they're concerned or like their cycles are super long or really painful, or, you know, you get really bad acne again. Like I experienced awful hormonal acne when I got off of it for years. And then also too, like, and I'm not sure if this plays into it as well, but the diet that I was following too around that time, I went vegetarian, vegan again for another time. And it just didn't work for my body. Like I, looking back, like I was getting panic attacks every day. And I was like, okay, I know in working, I was in therapy too. So I was like, I know I can get a handle on this without having to be on medication because it made me feel not myself. Like when I was on that medication, I felt like I didn't feel any happiness and joy. And then I also, like, I felt depressed. Maybe I didn't feel anxious, but I was just like low, like, and not myself. And so getting off birth control, we ended up moving again shortly, like probably a few years after that. And I was in this house and I was just like, I don't feel good again. And I feel like once you, if you've ever had mold illness or chronic inflammatory response from mold, like you can walk into a house and you're like, there's mold here.
Really?
Yeah. Like the smell, and like Ben didn't smell it. And it was just kind of like, I realized how much I had healed in those moments because for so often in my life, I always felt like it was all in my head, right? Mm-hmm. You're like, tell yourself like, this is just in my head. No one else feels this way. Like Ben doesn't affect Ben, but I came to him and I was like, Ben, like something's not right here. Like, I don't want to go down this journey again. Like as much as it's an expensive journey. Like, it's tough. Thankfully we're renting, but we ended up doing a mold test. Thank God he is so supportive and hears me and helps me feel heard. And it did come back with mold. And thankfully I didn't get as sick this time, because I think I had done some healing and also wasn't in it as long. So we moved, and that's when like the really big change happened. So that's when we moved into this new home, and I was like, we were getting married that May. We were COVID wedding, so we ended up postponing, and it ended up all working out how it was supposed to. But it was just one of those things where I was like, okay, my skin's not getting better. I was on different things still at the time from my dermatologist, because I was just like, okay, I'm desperate. I'm getting married. I want this clear skin. So I'm like putting this antibiotic cream on my face, like trying everything possible. Mm-hmm. And then I came across this way for eating for your hormones. It was called the Bean Protocol. I don't know if anyone's ever heard of it, but it was mainly focused on whole real foods, okay, adding animal products back in, quality animal products, and eating in a way that helps support your natural body's detox processes. So like the thought of the beans is like they're high in fiber, so they help your liver and GI system detoxify naturally. And my skin cleared literally within a month. I started feeling so much better, so much more energized. We got married, felt fantastic. And then we knew within probably 5 or 6 months after we got married that we wanted to try to get pregnant. And I was like, okay, well, I want to prepare a little bit ahead of time. So I did take the steps to do some diving into like cyclic eating, like eating for my cycle, exercising for my cycle. And I started a prenatal, because I was like, okay, like, and I did some blood work with my doctor to just like kind of see where I was. And thankfully, like, I had healed a good amount at that point, but we went to try to get pregnant and we didn't get pregnant on the first time. And when that happens, your mind, at least mine, went to immediately like, oh my gosh, are we going to struggle? Are we going to be the 1 in 5 couples that is struggling with fertility? And is this going to be a really long, stressful process? And so like my mind went down that road, and I just started really diving into, okay, what do I need to do? And I realized I was still probably under eating at the time. Like, women need to eat a lot more than we think to feel good and have our hormones supported. And I know it's scary, especially for someone that, you know, you want to look a certain way, but it became not about the vanity. It became about my health. Mm. And that's when we both made some shifts. And after probably 4 months total of trying, like, I remember so vividly on New Year's Eve morning of 2021, I was like, I'm going to take a test. And I hadn't even missed my period yet. I was like, I just feel something is different this time. And I did. And it was like 5 a.m. when I wake up, and I was pregnant. And wow. It was the best feeling in the world. I like woke Ben up immediately. He was like, is this a dream? Like, he was literally in dead sleep. But then again, like, I had a super healthy, easy twin pregnancy, zero complications. And I've now been able to continue that through. And when I went back to work, so this is kind of the cusp of like why I started this business, right? And why, sure, I started doing this. So I had gotten my holistic health coach and holistic nutritionist certification in 2021. I finished it.
And is that more for yourself, or you were thinking for clients one day?
I think a little bit of both. I knew I wanted to do more to help clients, but then I was just like, I don't know what I'm going to do, right? Like, mm-hmm, I didn't know, there was no clarity behind it. Sure. So it was like, I wanted to get this done. I thought it would push me like, oh, I have the certification, so now I can start doing something, you know, like the stuff, yeah, that holds you back. And it was also because I had already also had my Bachelor of Science in nutrition, gotcha, but still, like, I wasn't, you know, I was holding myself back. So I did that. And when I went back to work postpartum, I was like, something is missing. Like, I know it's a transitional period, right? Like, you're coming back off of, you know, I was lucky to have 4 months at home with my babies, but it just, I was like, Ben, something's missing. We were on a walk like last summer. And I said, I know what it is. I said, I know who I need to help. I said, it's women trying to get pregnant and through their pregnancy journey with fertility, because so often, and so many women I was talking to, like, one, didn't feel great throughout the month. Like, they just had these terrible periods with really painful cramps, or the acne, the bloating, the weight that wouldn't budge no matter what they were eating. And then two, like, the fact that one in five couples is now struggling with fertility. And there's a lot that goes into that, right? Truly. But it's also, there's things that are in our control. And even if you do have to go through, you know, assisted reproductive technology, then you can improve your chances of it being successful when you set these foundations. And it's not only about setting the foundation so that you can get pregnant, but also you can stay pregnant and have a healthy pregnancy. So that's kind of what brought me to my passion. I was like, it's very crystal clear that there are so many women that were like me or are like me that didn't feel heard by their doctors, that feel kind of dismissed, or that are told like, you get on birth control and it's not going to affect your fertility later. And it's like, the fact of the matter is it does a lot of times.
That's right. Yeah. So I love this story. So basically you went through this whole journey where, in a way, looking back at the 50,000 foot view, you almost had to take care of yourself and get healthy first.
Yes.
Before you could care for someone else. Is this true?
100%. Yeah.
Okay.
And so, the same thing came for when I like having healthy, like interpersonal relationships too, like all that stuff improved.
Wow. So you think there's something, there's a connection between a woman almost, I mean, I've never thought of it this way before, but it's almost like a woman before she can take care of another person, i.e. a pregnancy.
Yeah.
At least in your journey, you had to first learn almost self-care.
Yes. 100%.
Okay. Very cool. So now you have content you put out, you're on social media. What kind of women are coming to you?
So I have women kind of a little bit across the board. Most of them are thinking about getting pregnant in the next 2 to 5 years. Some of, I have had some that are like just newly postpartum and just want some support because maybe they didn't have the support before they got pregnant. And they're like, hey, I know maybe I want another baby. Maybe I'm done, but I just want support with like my overall hormones and regulating my cycles. But a lot of it is women too that have come off, like my probably top three are like women that have recently come off birth control and maybe their cycles are just kind of a mess. Women that, you know, maybe don't want to have any more kids, or are, you know, maybe they're keeping the door open, but they want to just feel better. And then the third and the most common is like, I want to get pregnant in the next couple of years. Like, what can I do to support my body now? And those make me so happy because I'm like, you're doing the things that I wish I would have done a little more in advance. Mm. And again, my journey to pregnancy wasn't that long in the scheme of things, but I think I would have gone into it less stressed out because I would have known I set the foundations. And I was actually just talking to my doctor this past week, my functional medicine doctor, who's been through this whole journey with me. And he was like, Dana, like if you didn't put the time that you had put in ahead of time, even if it was 4 months, whatever it was, he said, you would be struggling so much right now postpartum because pregnancy and nursing are the most nutrient depleted that you're ever, a woman ever is in their life, which is just crazy to think about, but it is like your body's making food and sustenance for a growing baby and you have to be in the right frame of mind. Like if I, you're so right. Like if I wouldn't have healed my body, my mind, everything before I got pregnant, it would be really hard postpartum and would have been probably really difficult. My pregnancy was so easy. Like I felt amazing. I hate saying that because a lot of people don't, but
yeah,
so good.
Oh yeah. There, I mean, there's women that, what is it called? Bed rest. I mean, they're like out for months.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. So that's awesome. And by the way, let's just at this point share a little bit about this. And then I'm going to ask you some entrepreneur questions in a moment, but
absolutely.
Yeah. So what is the hormone harmony circle?
Yes. So I created this to focus on the foundations for hormone health. So it's meant to be something that's going to help you take out the overwhelm and the noise, because there's so much online. And sometimes it's like, and that's how I felt, like there's so many books and so many amazing resources, but it's like, where do I begin? And I kind of wish that I had a coach to hold my hand and kind of guide me. So it's something where I work with women both one-on-one. So we do a group, introductory hour-long call, and we kind of go through some things that they could shift and to personalize the plan. And then we go through the foundation. So like, I feel like there are three pillars that I have found that helped me with hormone health. And that's, you know, nutrition and exercising for your body and your cycle, like truly tuning in and listening to your body, making your body your friend. The second is lowering your toxin load. So we are inundated with toxins in the products we use, from our makeup to the, you know, cleaning products that we use in our home, laundry, like things that you might not think matter, but they absolutely do and are linked to endocrine disruption and reproductive toxicity, cancer, all the things. And it's not to overwhelm you, but it's like, hey, maybe when you run out of your laundry detergent, you switch to a cleaner one, or going through what that looks like and what products to avoid and what to maybe swap to. And then the third, I feel like, is one of the most important, is stress relief, sleep, and detox pathway support. And that doesn't mean like a crazy detox. It means supporting it naturally, like I talked about with diet, and with some other lifestyle tips that you can do. And stress relief is so huge. And I see it all the time, where you could be doing all the right things with like your nutrition, and maybe you're lowering your toxin load, but your stress is still so high. And so your body, when it's in a stressed out state, is not going to prioritize conception or harmonizing your hormones. Cause like, to your point, like your body knows that's not the priority, right? It knows that it's not safe enough to carry out a pregnancy. So stress relief is so huge. And I know we all hear that and you're like, what does that even mean? But just different ways to support that.
That's huge. And then I love this. You basically say, look, this group is right for you if, and then maybe explain these three types. And I know you kind of hinted at it, but go for it again.
Yeah, absolutely. So maybe you're thinking about coming off hormonal birth control, or if you are currently off, ideally you have maybe come off, obviously in a safe way with your doctor, and you've worked through safely, but it's something that you want to regulate your body. When you're on birth control, it's completely shuts down all your hormones. So you might think that it fixes your symptoms, but all it does is mask them until you come off. So, it's very common, not normal, but it's very common to come off birth control. And like I said, you experience issues with your cycle, your periods feel miserable and painful, but that doesn't have to be the case, right? And there is a way you can feel better. And I just remember feeling that way, going to my OB at the time. And her response was, well, the only way you're going to feel better and your skin's going to clear is to get back on birth control. And I was like, I didn't like that answer. And I don't want people to feel like that's the answer.
Yeah.
Especially if you're trying to get pregnant. Right. So.
Oh yeah, definitely.
There's that piece. Again, number two is overwhelmed with all the information online. So like, yeah. I said, like there's so, with anything, right. There's so much online, and you can just keep digesting the information and then never taking action, because maybe you don't have a coach or another group of women together doing this, where you feel like you're have a little bit of an accountability piece, or just a guide, right? Someone to help show you where you should start. Like that's, I think, the hardest thing, because you maybe start with like a bunch of things and then you don't focus on one thing and you feel like you're not making any progress. You're like, why does this not work for me?
Yeah.
So that's the biggest thing. And same thing too. Like, so you stop wasting, you know, time and money on these quick fixes or these things that maybe don't work. Mm-hmm. And then, like I said, I guess the third I just kind of touched on, but that accountability piece, clear actionable steps. I can help you as we go through the guides and the videos and help you decide what your main focus should be to start. So a lot of times I start with women with something with their nutrition, and, or maybe if they feel like their nutrition is really good, maybe we really focus on the products that they're using and maybe some stress and sleep support. So there's really something for everyone, no matter what your knowledge level. It's something that can help you take the action steps that you've been needing to take and wanting to take.
That's so good. So I know that time is money, and a lot of people could spend so much time. I mean, when I got into a sport, I know this is a weird analogy, but when I got into cycling, there was like overwhelm, like this bike computer, this supplement, you know, this, and you just are overwhelmed, and you do need that guide. You need that guide, you know, and getting pregnant's a lot more complex than riding a bicycle, but I could see how a guide would be very important, and you're saving a ton of time and for these young ladies, but that's ridiculous. So it's only $300. What are people going to basically experience with you? And I know we got 4 minutes, so I'm going to You gotta give me bullet points.
Okay, I'll be quick. So first week, you get a one-on-one call with me, which is an hour. We kind of go through what you might be personally dealing with and give some tips. And then I decided to do recorded videos and then live Q&As every other week. So we cover each pillar other week. So, and then in between there's live Q&As, and then there's going to be group support. And then also you can reach out to me via an app throughout for any questions you have. So for over that 6 weeks, you get my time. Wow. I'm happy to answer for you. I have people ask me all the time, like, okay, like I found this supplement. What do you think? Like, would this be good to add in? Would it not be? Is this a quality brand? Whatever it is.
Like, you've done nutrition, like you are certified or whatever.
Yeah.
That's great.
Absolutely.
Okay. Awesome.
And then the bonus with this month. So I am launching a community membership. And so the bonus with this is you get 3 months.
Wow.
Free of that community membership if you sign up for this program this month.
That's fantastic. I love it. This looks amazing. And I mean, you put all this together and this could easily be like at a zero, like 3,000. No, and I mean, it should be, because, you know, you're talking about bringing a life into the world and, you know, it's a big deal. So this is fantastic. I know you have an Instagram. Where else are you kind of on social? Is that the main place?
That's the main place. I'm also on TikTok, Hartman Holistic on both. I'm a little on Facebook, but I feel like the majority of people that I'm reaching are on Instagram and TikTok. So that's where I'm mainly focused right now.
Yeah. And if people follow you, you're giving them what practical, I mean, I, you're right. You know, I've seen some of your stuff. It's like, you're giving tips on everything, what to eat, caretaking, what will people find?
Yeah, really. My whole premise, right. And what I try to provide on all my social media is, you know, how to make peace with your bodies that you can regulate your hormones and eventually improve your fertility and get pregnant. And really what we call that is hormone harmony, right? Bringing your hormones into harmony, into balance. And so you can feel your best. Like, that's what I really want. I want people to know that you don't have to feel miserable every month. It's not just something that's not just a part of being a woman that you have to feel off so much of your cycle.
Well, in our last minute, I just want to say that I've seen you in your entrepreneurial journey. And it's so cool to see, hey, Dana struggled with this, but now you're actually turning that knowledge and transformation that you gained into something where you're helping other people. And folks, I just want to give a shout out to Dana, because I have had the opportunity to coach her for the last couple months, and it's been very impressive. She has super core value match where she treats her clients, she serves them. And, you know, I said yesterday or whatever our day was with our coaching session, I said, you need to get in front of my audience, because I just feel that it's amazing to bring a life into the world, and you're someone who can be that guide to help them. So Dana, thanks for being here today.
Thank you so much. It's been, like I said, so great to work with you and learn from you, and to truly see that everything I've gone through in my life has led me to my purpose. And I truly believe that anything that we go through in life is going to lead us to our purpose and just what we do with it.
Fantastic, folks. Check it out. And she has groups starting, but I know she's growing in popularity. So get in quick. All right. Have a great day, everybody. We'll see you.
Thanks so much.
Thank you for listening to the eMind Podcast with Dr. Carrie Oberbrunner. We look forward to hearing from you and how you're applying the eMind. Please share your story by submitting a review on your platform of choice. We read every single one. This podcast is sponsored by Igniting Souls and Cedarville University. Visit ignitingsouls.com/eMind and cedarville.edu for more help in your entrepreneurial journey.